Nimi realized I always jump right into speaking. I never really say, hey guys. But that's because anytime I'm watching a video and someone starts like that, I get so bored immediately. I don't know why. So I try not to do it so that I don't affect people who are just like me. But lewachani wasalimi, hellos. I really hope mko salama. I just came back from my run. It's jioni. I normally run in the morning, but I'm not at my place. At my place, it's really nice running in the morning because, like, the air where I live very near a huge forest. So the air is so crisp and clean, and the air is chill. As in, kuzuri sana. But now I'm at my mom's place. Na huku ni karibu sana na Ukambani. And it's really hot over here. It's really, really hot. So even the morning sun, it comes out so early. And I don't think I can wake up earlier than that to go run. So that's why I decided. Siji mbona na explain hizi vitu zote. But ni important. Maybe ni important kwa mtu mwenye amekuwa ki follow my working out things. So yes, I have been working out. I spoke about this on the last episode where I gave you guys an update about my life. So during my run, I went with my brother, and I was just thinking about how, I mean, ever since my birthday was about a week ago, not even a week ago yet, but ever since, I love February so much because my birthday is like 2 weeks after Valentine's. So the whole time I'm always receiving gifts and flowers and chocolates and nice dates and trips and just amazing things and love the whole time. My friends cook for me. They treat me really, really well. It's because I'm a leap year baby and I celebrate my birthday once in 4 years, and especially this year I had an actual birthday. So nimekuwa nikibask, nikiwalo in a lot of love. I've really been drowning and overwhelmed in love. Sijui, by the way, last week yote sijadu job yote. Hata sijafungua laptop. Nimefungua laptop leo. And the break wasn't really intentional, but just by virtue that I was being surrounded by love every minute, every second, it really, my friends are always coming over. I've spent so much time with family. I've had so many parties. Like, almost everyone has thrown me a party. It's been so nice. Nimeji enjoy yo kweli. It has been so nice. So that's how the mood has been the whole month. I've been very happy, very relaxed, very well taken care of, feeling very good. And this, of course, in turn boosts my confidence and my self-esteem. I don't know. I haven't been particularly feeling sexy. I don't know. I can't explain. Like, I mean, I feel pretty. I feel beautiful. But I feel like I'm a very, like, deep down, I'm sexy. Like, I exude sex energy. But I haven't been feeling that way. Maybe it's because I haven't been having sex. I know. I always say this. I've been saying this for 2 years. Some people don't believe me. They're always asking, what do you mean you don't have sex? It's because I can't have sex unless I like someone and unless I'm gonna get consistent sex from them. And that's why I try to be like in stable relationships before I have sex with someone. And anytime I stop being, the last time someone convinced me to stop being strict, Alining is a box, you know, you're missing out on other opportunities. You should just try and be a bit flexible. And I listened to them because I liked them. And we even pinky sweared. And we ended up having sex. This guy just did the same thing all of them normally do. After being so sweet and such a gentleman, so kind and so amazing and so thoughtful. So, nili realize, hakuna formula na stuff. Ni either ni decide nataka kudinywa ama staki kudinywa. So, nime decide, staki kudinywa. To see husband yangu. Kama nitabaki single forever, basi liwe liwalo. that's just what we're gonna do. There's nothing else I can do. I think maybe I have trust issues, but I'm just so scared of STIs and STDs and HIV and HPV. Anything I can prevent, I will definitely try to do my best to prevent, to take care of my body. I've been around family members who've got sick. I know people who've got sick. My work largely revolves around these statistics and getting to know people who been around people who go through these things. Most of them, of course, it's never intentional. Nobody goes out looking for diseases or whatever, but there's people who are out here spreading them intentionally, and I just try not to be part staki kukamatwa kwa hiyo net, cuz najua wase hawananga intentions poa. Na mimi na try to kuji protect. So if protecting myself means I have to be stricter than I already was, then fine. Until I meet someone who matches my standards and what I want and what I'm looking for, then I'm ready to wait. And this is a huge part of my life because it actually influences a lot of the things I do. I told you guys I've been trying to work on my self-discipline, and part of that meant that I had to introduce a lot of new routines into my life that make me able to show up for everything else. Like, I really, really had an issue with being consistent with writing, recording, just doing stuff about love and orgasms. But now that I have a better routine, like I wake up, I work out, I go home, I make a really hearty meal, and then I have to sit on the laptop, whether I like it or not. I do so many things. I'm into yoga, I'm into horses, I'm doing so many things. Na venye naendelea hivi, nataka kuongeza more hobbies so that I do not have time to dwell in bad feelings or time to overthink a lot, because I tend to psychoanalyze a lot of things many times, and that's something I'm also trying to work on. So part of kuintroduce hizi vitu zote kwa life yangu zimefanya nipate some sort of structure and framework around everything that I'm doing, and this really, really helps a lot, because I think it makes me a better person generally. It improves my mood. I'm always happy. Basically, my life is, at this point, I could say my life is perfect for me. I have everything I need. I'm always happy. Like, na feel tu vizuri, napendwa, napendana, nasikia tu vizuri kwa maisha yangu. The reason I'm recording sasa this podcast is because when I was on this run with my brother, I started feeling very heavy in the heart. And I was wondering, why am I feeling heavy? I hardly ever feel this way, because I'm actually always happy. Like 90% of the time, I'm always genuinely very happy with my life. But so when something is off, when something is a bit weird, I'm able to notice pretty fast. So nikajia, nikaanza ku introspect na kujiuliza what has changed in the last 1 month, in the last nini, because kama ni finances, ever since I lost my job, you know, I was really, really scared about how am I gonna face life, how am I gonna pay for stuff. But finances haven't even been an issue yet. I'm getting into my 6th month. I've been pretty comfortable. If anything, I feel like I'm expanding, I'm growing, I'm becoming better, which means my mental health has been so amazing. Maybe epoko emotional kumekuwa na kizungumkuti kidogo, but like everything else in my life has been so nice. So nice. Like all my relationships, everything is just going on really, really well. So I started wondering, why is the heaviness? Whoa, where is it coming from? And then I realized, like, everything I'm doing for myself is finally starting to pay off. All the energy that I put into myself, into loving myself, into improving myself, is actually elevating me. And I'm seeing it in real time with the kind of people I date, the kind of money I make, the kind of people I talk to, the way my family is, the health of the people I love, myself, everything. It's manifesting into the relationships I have with everything else on earth, in life rather. But nobody tells you, or nobody ever talks about the grief that comes with becoming this person. And this is something I'm learning in real time. becoming the person that I had envisioned in my life. You know, I didn't think about it. I didn't think the journey or the process will come with a lot of emotional baggage. You know, there's lots of issues. Like you start with the stress of, how am I gonna make this work? And then you start off then you go to the I don't have money to do all this, and then you get the money, and then it's issues always come up, but nobody tells you about how even things like losing your job will make you feel very, very sad, even if you didn't like the job, by the way. Even if you didn't like the job and then you get let go of or you have to quit, it'll still hurt your feelings. Unless, of course, you are being abused. Like, you know, that's different. The grief aspect when this change is always almost there. So nobody ever told me that I would feel these feelings. And the reason I have this podcast is to be able to talk about these things so that we can discover these feelings together as we're going. So this is how I'm feeling. I'm feeling like I can't be the Roberta I used to be anymore. Like, I can't settle for the things I used to settle for. And that means I'm ruffling feathers. I'm hurting other people's feelings. Of course, unintentionally, but ni bei imepanda. Na bei kipanda kila kitu inapanda. Kuna vitu tu siwezi fanya anymore. Kuna places sitaki kujiassociate anymore with. Kuna watu siwezi keep in my life. And this is the saddest, hardest, most painful part. The part where I have to let go of people I love just because they're not serving any purpose in my life anymore. And it's not necessarily leaving them behind or leaving them alone completely, like stay kongelesha wewe. It's just like this isn't working out anymore, and because I already can see with so much clarity the things that I want, the things that I need. And as you grow up, you start to realize a lot of relationships are actually very conditional and symbiotic, because first of all, everyone is scared of being hurt and everyone is scared of love. So everyone and being left, being abandoned, everyone is just scared and in a lot of pain. So you start to realize that you have to navigate these feelings as an adult. And especially if you grew up in an era where mental health was not even a topic, that was not something that was ever heard of. So meaning your parents never really brought it up, you didn't grow up in a space where these conversations were had, you're just navigating them for the first time like me, you start to realize that there's a lot of work that has to be put on in consistently lifting yourself up emotionally. Being independent while at the same time being able to ask for help, it's so difficult. I mean, sometimes I think I'm acing it, and then I realize that I have this hyper-dependence thing going on where I'm just so scared of people disappointing me. Because people lie. They come into your life and they tell you all these things. They sell you all these things. And then, I don't know whether intentionally or unintentionally, they just fail to meet these things they told you about. So, of course, it throws you in a feeling of unworthiness, even if it's not intentional or conscious. You just start to feel like, sasa mbona nilikusikiza? Mbona nilikubali? Meaning you have to raise your standards, whether you feel like or not. And when you start to raise your standards, now this is the point it gets you at, where some people just do not match those standards. They don't match those levels. They're not like you. You realize that love is being able to let people go on their own path without trying to change them, without trying to make them become what they said they were gonna be, or trying to force them to do the things you want. And you start to grow and realize the easiest way to get everything you want is to just go where it's being offered, to just go where these people who are giving it. You don't even have to ask, you don't have to manipulate them, you don't have to teach them, you don't have to post quotes on Twitter hoping they'll see. Like, you just go where people will just choose you and love you and do all the things you want, because they genuinely, genuinely give a fuck about you. No excuses, no fake promises, no lies to manipulate you or use you for whatever reason. And that's the thing. The higher your standards are, it's really, really fucking lonely. It's lonely. Wacha niwaambie, kutoka 2022, the last time I had like someone I was seeing consistently was like in 2019. That's the last time I was having like sex. So since then, I have had sex a few times, but like nothing to write home about, nothing to speak on, nothing to say anything about, because it has not been significant. Imekuwa hizo vitu za hizo ma casual sex na hizo ma situationships. Until last year but one, like 2 years ago, when I decided I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not doing it. Something that used to piss me off is, you know, you start seeing someone. I would start seeing someone, and then, you know, we get to know each other, blah, blah, blah. We skip to the sex part because, you know, everyone is scared of relationships. But apparently we can do relationship things and have sex with each other. But it's not a relationship. There's no commitment. At some point, either mnaacha kutumia condoms. Wacha niache kuongelele watu wengine. Wacha nijiongelele. So at some point, naacha kutumia condoms na umse. Na inamaanisha, kuna trust flani. Kuna exclusivity flani. We are not really calling it out, but there's a something. Which means you have to get on some sort of birth control. And then the sex just stops being regular or irregular. Why? Because they start seeing someone else without letting you know. Or sijui hizo vitu tu sneaky watu fanya. So now, still on birth control, you're not having as regular sex because it's a situationship and you can't communicate your feelings. The moment you start saying, I feel like I want more sex, usharibu kila kitu. Ama, I feel like we should spend more time. Umearibu, kabisa. They ghost, they start being distant. Because now things are getting too serious and everyone is so scared. So I used to be in this loop all the time. Na kutake birth control, hizo hormonal si rahisi manze. It's you're always moody, you're always sad, you're always annoyed. It puts me in a very, very bad mood. Like it was really affecting my emotional health. And my weight would fluctuate. I would lose weight and gain weight, and I was always sad and frustrated. So I just decided I'm not doing these things. I'm not taking birth control. Kama ni kudinyana ni condoms. Na ni hivyo, nikaanzanga tu kutumia condoms sasa consistently. Now I had to be serious about my life and walk the talk. So kutumia condoms consistently, I went on and I decided I'm not having sex with someone I'm not dating. I'm not having sex with someone I'm not actively in something exclusive with. I'm not doing it anymore. And what that does that do? It removes everyone who was trying to play games. Like they get scared because they're like, hey, this girl is serious. If I don't do 1, 2, 3, others who still come in and pretend, like they'll go the whole mile just to smash. Which is risky and scary, but that's what people do. That's how people are. It's weird to me because I don't think I would ever want to manipulate someone into having sex with me. That's so weird. Like, why would I want to have sex with someone who doesn't want me authentically, doesn't want me genuinely? That's so weird. It's so weird. It's like borderline. It's more manipulation, coercion. Maybe even some sort of rape. I don't know. It's just weird. But maybe that's the human design. That's how human beings were created to mate. These are just my personal opinions. I'm not bashing anyone or telling anyone to be like me or act like me or have sex like me. Mi mwenyewe na teseka. It's not that I'm not having sex ati because I don't want sex. I do want sex. But I'm just not settling for the quality of sex I want to have. Like, I want nasty, wet, like ile sex yenye kesho tukiamka tuko embarrassed. Hata tuwezi angaliana na tuwezi ongeleshana juu tunaogopa. Tunaogopa venye tunashanga, what did we do? Because we turned the house upside down. And then we are just so obsessed with each other. And we really, really care about each other's feelings and thoughts. That's the kind of relationship I'm trying to have. So all these casual flings, they're not deep enough for me. They're not. And I don't want to pretend. I don't want to do the fake moaning and fake shaking and fake things. I just don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want my reason for squatting to be just to get you on top of me. Like, okay, let me just do it. So that way. I don't want to. I don't want to go home feeling like I've been used. Like, don't want to feel those feelings, which means my standards had to go up. So many people try to talk me out of it. You know, you're young, you're what? But anytime I give that excuse, I promise you, I paid for it. Anytime I stopped being strict, or I said, okay, fine, let me stop being this rigid. Kilini ramba. Hakuna siku nishai enjoy, ama nishai kosa ku regret. So it's like I already know what's good for me and what I really want for myself. I just want to be free, because the more comfortable I am, the nastier it gets. Like, the more in love I am and the more I want you genuinely, oh my God, my body just opens up to you so comfortably. I'm realizing being strict is doing is that it's making me very, it's a very lonely process. So the people I hang around are very, very like-minded. They're almost on the same path or way better than me. So I can see the rewards of the decisions they made. And that's the thing with self-discipline. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's like stopping anything. It's like stopping alcohol or stopping sex or stopping weed or stopping... This is so ironic, like a sex blogger who's not having sex. Guys, I promise, it's not intentional. Let me tell you, if I had a boyfriend, I'd be smashing him 24/7. I'd be living in his balls. As in, I don't know what he'd have to do to get me off him. I don't know. But I'm not going to do that with a casual fling. I'm not. Kwanza hizo games that, oh, he didn't call me. He didn't text me. He's not a good texter. Bro, I'm not doing those things in 2024. I just can't. I can't do it anymore. Isn't me nimewachia nini wanoma mimi nimeshindwa. Lakini naona benefits, because you know what? I'm less stressed. I never have anxiety. I'm always happy. I'm always relaxed. Someone asked me on Facebook yesterday, "Roberta, do you ever get sad?" And that's the second time I've been asked that question. So funny, because I used to be chronically sad. Like, I used to be sad all the time. All my life, I was always sad and depressed. And now, ever since I changed all those things. You hear me? I'm always happy. Even when I'm going through it, I'm always really, really happy and self-fulfilled. Hardly ever sad, honestly. And I was explaining to this guy that, like, happiness ni choice. Kukua sad ni choice. Kukua happy ni choice. Mina, na mkanga intentionally asubui nikitrai kwa happy. Like, already na traingi kukua happy. By the time I go to bed, I already know tomorrow. I just want tomorrow to be happy. So even when sad things or bad things happen to me, they don't really weigh me down for long. I don't stay sad too long. I just feel my feelings and then they pass. But the happiness, I dwell in happiness. Like, I'm always intentionally trying to be happy with myself for my life. So today, your heaviness... No one anashanga hiyo heaviness imetoka wapi? Like, before I went for the run, I was on my Instagram and I started removing people who I don't talk to anymore, people who don't talk to me, people I'm not friends with, people I don't know why I'm following them. And then I went on my Facebook and I deleted everyone I'm not friends with anymore, people who've done me dirty, people who... I was just thinking up reasons of like, oh, you si jonge na in 10 years. Honestly, I don't think tutongea in the next 1 year. Ama huyu alini danganya ile siku. I'm done. Like, I don't think I want to be around a liar, you know? And then I just started feeling that. That's when the heaviness started. And I realized it's like I'm grieving the person I'm not anymore. I'm letting go of the Roberta from before, who used to hold on to things, who used to dwell in a lot of fear, because I was always like, oh my God, if I lose this job, how am I gonna live? If he stops texting me, how am I gonna find love again? If she gets sick and something happens to her, will I have another... You know, like, so much fear. And I've just decided I don't have fear. Like, all the worst things have already happened to me. Like, all my fears, they've happened. And I survived them. So I don't have much fear anymore. I'm just here for a good time. I'm just here to live life. That's why I've been purging on all these things that I want out of my life. Because I just want love. I just want a fresh energy. Goodness, happiness, kindness, life. I just want to feel good. To love myself, to relax, to be happy, to be content. Hizo feelings nimekuwa nikifeel, nataka tu kuzifeel. Nastaki mtu yote akuje kwa maisha yangu kuimake harder, ama mtu anakuja kufanya nianze kuquestion my worth. So that's why I'm just removing myself intentionally from things that don't serve me anymore. I don't want people to see my... I don't think I need someone to be on my Instagram watching my stuff when genuinely they do not care about me. Even the people who listen to Love and Orgasms or read the blog, they're there because they give a fuck about what I do in some way, you know? So I don't want for people to just be monitoring and they're just... I mean, that's not something I can control, but the part where I can, especially on my phone, in my close circle, the people I actually love and see, I have to be very intentional about that. And letting go of all these things is not easy. It's painful. It hurts. It's sad. It's draining. It makes me feel sad that I have to let go of people that I actually love. But then, if they're meant, you know, if someone is meant to be on your path, they'll always find their way back to you. Me, that's what I believe. And people who are no longer serving you, there's no need to keep, your fear. Yeah. What if I need you? Nah, it's okay. Like, it's okay. When it needs to be there, it'll be there. If it's not there, it's not there. And that's cool. That's how life is. It's fine. I don't want to be in situations where I'm begging for love, because me na experience love yo kweli na mi napendwa vizuri. So I don't want to have to ask for like support, to ask for, and I mean ya zile vitu intentional, because everyone who's around me right now, they're being so genuine with how they treat me. They're being so loving with how they are with me. And that must mean something. It must mean I'm doing something right. They're feeling the same from me. That's why they're giving me that energy. It's just reflections bouncing off of each other. That's why I'm very confident in myself. And even though I'm going through these feelings of sadness and loneliness, and feel like this is the best life I've ever had, this is the happiest I've ever been, this is basic, I'm really enjoying my life. I'm just genuinely happy and madly in love with myself. And because of the way I've been working out, I look so fucking sexy naked. Oh. Subscribe to my OnlyFans. I'm gonna pin the link in the description box. But tell me, do you guys get what I mean? Have you felt that grief of becoming the person you always want to be? I mean, I'm still grateful that my life is working out, but then I'm also like, I mean, I don't want to dwell in the past, of course, but it's just sad. It's just a feeling that's there. It's like, I have to change my life completely. I have to become someone new to be able to experience and to be more grateful for everything else that's coming. I have to let go of everything else. And the letting go is the hard part. I'm doing it, but it's not easy. So tell me, do you know about this grief? Have you felt it? Do you know what it means? How are you navigating it yourself? You can send me a message or a DM. Roberta Bobby everywhere on social media. Love and Orgasms on Instagram. Nivutie tubonge.